This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to the first Haftorah Shir of Tav Shin Pei. The Haftorah of Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, is of course Shuva Yisrael. Shuva Yisrael comes from the Navi Hoshea, followed by a passage from the Navi Yoel, followed by a passage from the Navi Micha. Three different Nevi'im from the Treyasar. And obviously the Kesher between this Haftorah to this time of the year is that it starts, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Lekecha. It says in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Chav Ches, that the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur were mafter Shabbos Shuva. So I want to make note of one very compelling diuk here. First we say, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Chashalta B'Avoinecha, return Israel, Ad, until, not to, until. We know Ad could sometimes mean Ad, V'loy Ad B'chlal. And then in the next pasuk, Kechu Imachem Divarim V'Shuvu El, Adoy Shem Rimru Elav, Kolti Savoin Mekach Toiv, Unishalem Afarim Sifaseinu. Take with you words and return to Hashem. Oh. Why in pasuk Aleph is it Ad, and in pasuk Beis it's Ad, and pasuk Gimel it's El? So in the Sefer Bad Kodesh of Rav Baruch Doiv Pavarsky, Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, he asks, why do we have two psukim about Shuva? First we have Shuva Yisrael, and then Vishuvu. And why the first time we may add is it Ad, and the second time it's El? Now,
one is over and one is up, so no? Over and one is
so. The pasuk says like this: Vinei ala pasuk kachu yimachem devarim kasav b'targum yonasan kerivu imchayin piskamin deisvada. Bring with you words of confession. V'ulashen vidoy. And likewise, Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Mitzvah David, says it's an inyan of vidoy. But according to this, let us bring a makar to what the Rishonim say. Look in the Rambam and the Chinuch. You know, there is a question. Could I do vidui in my mind, or do I have to articulate it? So the Rambam in the Chinuch says vidui is bepeh. Likewise, it says kechu yimachem devarim. And the Medrash Rabban Shemaisi find kechu yimachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. But ain devarim ela devrei Torah. Yeah, kechu yimachem devarim refers to Torah, like the pasuk says ela hadvar masher diber Moshe. So that means the Medrash says that the word Devarim is going on Devei Torah. But what does Torah have to do with Teshuvah? So, says Rav Baruch Dov Pavarsky, very simple. V'hanira b'zeh, d'hinei oid yesh oid l'hayar. We could ask another question that we raised earlier. D'bereisha d'kroksiv Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem l'kecho v'seifa kasav v'shuvu el Hashem. V'yesh avar inyan shinei l'hashem b'zeh. Venera, the Vishne Madrego shall tshuva Mairi. There are two types of tshuva. Shuva Yisrael Ad, that's only a small level. Darga Katana, that's tshuva Miura. Ad Hashem Lekecha, up until. By the way, the Gemara in Yuma says explicitly that Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha is tshuva Miura. Where does the Gemara say it? Because the Gemara asks the Stira. In one pasuk it says that averus are turned into mitzvahs. And another pasuk it says mezid is turned into shoygeg. What pasuk says mezid is turned into shoygeg? The Gemara cites this pasuk: Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha ki chashalta ba'avoinecha. It says you stumbled, which is shoygeg, ba'avoinecha, which is mezid. Amarish Lakish, Gedoy Lachuva, Shes Dinas Nasas Lakishgaga, Shinemar, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Lakecha, Kichashat, Vabainecha. The Gemara asks, Ha'avain Mazedhood, who? Vikakari Lay Mikshal. Says Gemara, the Gemara asks, but Rish Lakish says Nasalay's Chuyas, and the Gemara says, this Pasig is talking about Miura. Hare the Pasig Zamari Bechuva Miura. Now, how do I know that when you do tshuva meira, the tshuva is only ad? The pasuk says in Parshas Vaschanan, batzar lecha. What does batzar lecha mean? When you're in distress, umitzaucha, and you find koil hadvarim ha'ela biacharis hayamim v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So we see that when you do tshuva mitzara, it's only ad. But then there's a higher level, shuvu el Hashem. El Hashem is all the way to Hashem. Devekus gemura. That's tshuva me'ara, ava. Now how do you get to tshuva me'ahava? How do you come to love Hashem? The Rambam says, it says, V'ohavta eis Hashem leikecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'oidecha. How? V'hayu hadvarim ha'ila asher anochi mitzavcha ayoyim al levavcha. So basically, this is similar to what we said earlier from the Chidah. The Chidah said that if you learn Torah, you don't need all the other ingredients. We also learned if you do tshuva me'ava, you don't need the other ingredients. But it really goes hand in hand, because how do you come to avas Hashem? By learning the Torah. So, if your tshuva is ad Hashem leikecha, that's because it's tshuva meyira. Then your tshuva only goes ad. But kechu imachem devarim, which we said, the matter says referring to Torah. When you learn Torah, then your tshuva is given extra fuel. Then it's v'shuvu el Hashem. When your tshuva comes from Torah, then it's tshuva meyava. Then your tshuva is on a much higher level. Ulam tshuva el Hashem hu dagi yosek gedoyla. It's el v'alzehu nemar d'lo yitachin tshuva meyava el ha'idei devar Torah. And that is Mavur in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But the Rambam says in the mitzvah, V'yohavta yis Hashem lekecha, that the way we fulfill it is dafka, V'hayu hadvar ma'ila, sh'anoichim mitzavcha hayoim al levavecha. And that is by learning Torah. Through that comes Ava. And this is Mavur in the Sefri, that Ava Hashem comes from Limud Torah. And therefore, the psukim read very beautifully. If you do tshuva miyira, it's tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. And then we say the zedonos become like shkagos ki chashalta b'avaynecha. But kechu imachem dvarim. If your tshuva is fueled by Torah, v'shuvu el Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.